Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Beyond Boundaries, the Demobi podcast. Today I'm going to be interviewing an accomplished businesswoman, a mother of two, and now an author as of July 2023, Elsie Rogers. We're going to be exploring her journey taking care of her autistic son over the past 25 years. So tell me your story. How did you get to releasing this groundbreaking book on taking care of a child with autism and leaping over walls, so to speak?
Yes, interesting question. So my journey with my boy started 25 years ago. I have two children, Joshua and Christian. I got an early diagnosis for Joshua at 5 while I was pregnant for Christian. So I was pregnant for Christian 6 weeks when I got the diagnosis. And that really shattered me, finding out that my son was on the spectrum. And I, as heartbroken as I felt like my world was ripped apart because diagnosis was very bad. They said to me, Joshua won't be able to ride a bike, won't be able to feed himself. Basically, it felt like a death sentence. He won't be able to do anything.
Okay.
Before then, I actually suspected something was wrong. So I was pushing my health visitor to help me. I just knew something wasn't right. His eye contact, the way he was playing, his communication, just everything was not going according to the milestones.
What age was this that you started to notice?
So I started to notice about 2 that something was off. I just knew something was off because, you know, I see other kids and I was checking his milestones and I was in conversation with the health visitor and she agreed with me. But obviously you don't get a diagnosis at that point. Once I got the diagnosis, accepted the diagnosis, as bad as it was, I was on a hunt to look for help. Now, imagine 20 years ago, Joshua 25 now, there wasn't much out there. In terms of autism, there was no help. So I was researching. Okay. And I was a young mother, didn't know what to do. And I was also expecting another child. So a combination of dealing with that, and then I was afraid. And ultimately, I sought expert help. The first thing that I wanted to know as a parent was, is this a mental disorder?
Yeah.
And we went to the Sutton Health Child Adolescent Mental Health Clinic, where we saw a psychologist who did a diagnosis and confirmed that it wasn't a mental disorder, it was a communication and language delay. So by the time we went through the hoop, Joshua was able to get a statement of special needs.
Okay, yeah.
And temporarily he was in a mainstream school, which I knew wasn't good enough.
A what school, sorry? For those of those who don't know?
A mainstream school, yeah. But I knew that he needed specialist help, so I pushed for him to leave Abbey Primary at the time, and he was admitted into Treetops in Wimbledon,
okay,
where I knew that the teachers were trained, the helpers, class assistants, everybody were trained. And from then on, I started my journey, and I started to look for... every parent's different, you know. I left my job at the time and started to run my own company so I could raise the finance to get the therapies that Joshua required, only because what was prescribed at the time with the statement of special needs were short therapies. And my son at the time had not bonded with some of the therapies and he wasn't doing well in group sessions. So while I accepted what the state could provide, I went on a hunt for my private therapy, and we got speech therapy, we got music therapy, we did basketball to enhance turn-taking, to eye contact. And also, I was reinforcing everything that the therapists were asking, were doing with him at home. So Joshua, for example, didn't know how to say... please, for example, he used to snatch a lot. So I kept abreast of everything that I knew wasn't right. And I spoke to my therapist and I said, the speech therapist, I'm like, Joshua doesn't, he just snatches things and that's rude. So she gave us an exercise, which is passing the ball. And it took a whole year of me reinforcing that, as in throwing the ball at him every evening. I'd say my turn and then your turn. There was no language at the time. And then one day he was able to associate the passing of the ball with the language. So I passed the ball one time and I said, your turn, Joshua. And then he passed the ball back.
Wow.
And he said, my turn. Exactly. So I did swimming lessons. I did so many things over time. It's all in my book, all documented. I share my experience. So why did I write that book? Just to answer that question. As time went by, things got better over time. And as I turned 50, I was in a very good place with both children. I'll go and talk about my second child real quick, Christian.
Okay.
What I also didn't want was for Christian to be a carer.
Yeah.
So I had to manage his needs. Christian was on the other side of super intelligent.
Of course, I know Chris, yeah.
Exactly. He went to a private school. So I had to make sure that Christian also enjoyed life and his needs were met. And then when I saw that there was a balance of these two children that God gave me, they were doing so well, I knew it was time for me to share my story. Because don't forget, as a parent, I'd also met so many other parents who were going through the same thing. Obviously, Joshua was in a special school. I'd met some of the parents, and being ethnic minority as well, I met some parents who were ethnic minority. So the isolation that I felt, I mentioned to you all the things I did therapy-wise, but I took Joshua everywhere. I included him in everything. Joshua's well-traveled. We used to go to restaurants together, and I would straight away tell the waiters, like, okay, my child has special needs, is autistic. Can you put us in a separate corner so we're not disturbing other people? I was dealing, you know, rather than hide. And so Joshua was able to interact gradually with the world, would want to go out, would want to play better with things rather than playing alongside. He was beginning to play with, you know, and wanting to hang out with us as a family, and would find out what his interest was and would also get involved with that. So he got language from some of the tank engines. Anyway, when I knew that we were in a better place, I thought, I'm going to share my story, especially, as I said, being ethnic minority. The isolation that I felt was when I take my kids out to places, you know, for fun, for food or whatever, I wouldn't see, you know, people of the same ethnicity, background as myself. I wouldn't see so many black people doing the same things that I was doing with Joshua.
Okay.
And then on the other side, I would want to hang out with, you know, so-called normal children. If I get invited to a party, I'll take Joshua and Christian. And some of the parents, you know, thought my son was badly behaved, especially when he didn't know how to play, especially when he didn't know how to interact with other kids. You know, I felt stigmatized, but I didn't let it stop me.
Yeah.
So as I turned 50, I thought, okay, it's time to share my story. It's time to help other people. Because in the past as well, I was sharing my personal story with friends who were going through the same thing and sharing the therapies that I used to help Joshua. Now, whether they went ahead to do it, that's another story.
Yeah. I feel like it must have taken a great deal of research and time to do things like the physical therapy linked with the whole cognitive response when you're passing the ball and getting that to him to relate that to you know, interacting with people and asking for things. How much of yourself did that take away from other exploits that you had going on? You said that you started a company when the boys were younger. What field was that in? Was that something associated?
No. So my background, I used to work at Lloyds CSB Bank, and I left the bank after 9.5, almost 10 years, to fund the company for the reason that I wanted to make more money. It was a good company to work for at the time, but I felt with the fact that my son needed that extra support, I started to freelance with other companies contracting, and I was making a lot of money to help pay the bill for private therapy. Now, that was really hard. I mentioned that it took a year for Joshua to get an understanding of passing the ball. So it just took dedication. Mm-hmm. It took determination. It took resilience. So apart from the journey in the book that I share and my difficulties and my trials and my triumphs, the book actually would help anyone. It's not just about autism. You know, the character traits that have been birthed out of raising children, you know, it's something anyone can benefit from. It took a lot of time, but I have family support. My mom, I leverage on her support. My mom's a retired teacher, and so she also helps give me resources like flashcards, like things that will interest Joshua. So with the school, partnering with the school helped me as well. So when they would do a therapy for him with PECS, speech exchange program,
yeah,
the school would share it with me, and I would reinforce that. And my mom would provide me with the resources that I need. So like in Josh's room, I would have numbers, I'll have the alphabets, I'll have words. And then every time we have the opportunity, we will associate that letter, for example, with a word. And the moment I saw that he liked something, I was just honing on that. So I realized he loved some of the Tank Engine. I bought the whole series for him.
Oh, brilliant.
And that's
yeah.
how Joshua started to read and started to write. So he started to progress also from using one color to draw or to paint to so many colors. We also employed the help of an art therapist as well, because Joshua loved art. It's just that he was so fixated with the color blue. And over time, Joshua started to extend the use of color. So
that's
I
brilliant.
Share all of that story in my book. Yes, yes.
An art therapist. I'd not heard of that.
Yeah.
At all.
He was an autistic teacher who was an art therapist. Yeah.
Okay. I also had a question regarding the book. Is if there's one takeaway people can have from reading this, what would you like that to be? If there's one thing people could stick onto after reading the book, an important message or a theme.
Sure.
What would you say that would be?
Autism is not an illness. It's not an illness. Our kids are just different. They just need the same love that you would give to any other child. So they should be able to take away the fact that whatever is a skill or something the child likes to do, hone in on that to help him feel included, accepted, and unconditionally loved.
That is beautiful, Elsie. And I understand what you mean when you say it's a book for any parent, because that message there is very much applicable to raising any child, really. That was Elsie, everyone. Her book is available on Amazon, and you can check her out at elsierogersofficial.com.